Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA, talking Horton Chargers basketball, boys basketball coach. That is David Losey joining us. It is brought to you by Union State Bank, and the Chargers coming off a nice win against Jackson Heights on Tuesday night, 48-30, back-to-back wins after falling to Jefferson County North last week. The Chargers sitting at 13-4, 10-3 now in league play. But, Coach, nice win at Jackson Heights, always a tough place to play. Cobras have been playing well recently. Take us back to that one, and what'd you like from your team?
Well, first of all, defensively, I thought we played very well. We just amped it up a little bit both these last two games. You know, like you said, Jackson Heights had been playing very well. And, you know, they've got some great ball handlers, good shooters. And I just thought the kids really did a good job of recognizing where guys were at. And then we, you know, we try to mix things up a little bit. We got to do some things. What happens offensively kind of predicates that. You know, they just were doing a great job of pressuring shots, not giving up a lot of second shots. We really focused on that. You know, last week we went through spurts in the two losses that we gave up too many second chances, you know. So this week it was much better, much better. You know, when we can hold teams to 29, 30 points, you know, that gives us a chance. And, you know, last night's pace wasn't real fast, but I thought we were much more efficient offensively. And, you know, we didn't take a lot of threes, didn't need to. We felt like, you know, we've been stressing to attack the rim a little bit because we have guys that can do that. They really did a good job. I was very pleased.
Well, let's talk about what you want to see from your team here down the stretch. This is the money time. You want to be playing your best basketball at this point. Three games left, and then Substate. It's going to turn around pretty quickly, and a monster matchup against Moore Hill Mounts Academy on Friday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But how do you feel like your team is playing now? Do you feel like you're close to the best basketball you want to be playing? And if not, what needs to improve here in the next week and a half as we get to Substate?
Well, there's always room to improve, but I do feel like, especially after last night, we've taken steps in the right direction. We were, you know, I don't want to say a skid there for a little bit, but after starting 8-0 and then you go 4-4 in your next ones, it's, you know, makes you, you know, kind of get back to basics, I guess you could say, and really, you know, get the kids focused back up. Now we've been fighting a little bit of illness and, the kids are taking care of themselves. So I don't know if we're playing the best basketball we're capable of playing, but I think, like we said, we're getting steps in the right direction, and especially like on the defensive end, and then understanding offensively what we can do, what our strengths are. And, you know, Jackson Heights did a great job. He mixed up his defenses, gave us a lot of different looks, and I thought our kids handled it well on the fly. You know, we didn't have to waste any timeouts or anything. So, you know, that tells me that they're focused up. And, you know, every game, you know, second half of the season, you know, every game's a big game. But, you know, it gets a little bigger as season progresses and jockeying for position for postseason and whatnot. So, you know, we try to treat every game as a big one and, you know, one possession at a time on to a quarter, a half, and then a full game. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, you mentioned treat every game as a big game, and that is certainly true. And for the matchup on Friday, you go to Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They were upended by Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday, which certainly kind of shakes things up at the top of the league standings. And anything can happen here down the home stretch. Final two, three games, you guys and Moore Hill Mounts Academy with three league losses at the top. You have JCN Jackson Heights with four league losses. So you look at the top four, everybody's right there and certainly jockeying for position. Anything's possible here down the stretch, but a huge league matchup. Do you talk about that situation much with your team as you prep for this one? Is it just kind of business as usual and just overall, obviously a very good team in Moore Hill Mounts Academy for Friday?
Yeah, no, we really don't talk about it much. The kids know, you know, they know. Social media these days, they knew about the game before I did. You know, they're shooting me texts last night. And so, you don't really have to talk much about it. They know the importance of these games. And if they don't, then I don't know if their heads are in it. So, I like our kids' attitude. I like the, you know, a little bit of calmness, coolness about it. And they're playing and they're playing hard. And when you get things done defensively, it helps your offense. So hopefully we can continue that. And, you know, we'll work hard today, do a lot of fundamental things, and then prep tomorrow. So
Morehill Mounts Academy winning the first matchup 55-50 in a good one back right after the Christmas break, January 5th. Now they meet up. Big-time league implications on the line Friday. Horton and Morehill Mounts Academy. They'll get ACCHS Monday in a makeup, and then Oskaloosa in the final game of the regular season next Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you much. Appreciate you, Brandon.